You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pleased to be joined by Minnesota Whitecaps co-head coach Rhonda Engelhart. And coach, good to visit with you. I know you're headed for practice. I understand ice time begins at 8 o'clock, but thanks for the time. And how would you sum up the start to the season for the Whitecaps?
I would sum it up as, a decent start. We've had some positive games, but I think just consistency is our struggle right now. So it's finding that consistency so we compete.
Yeah, for the defending champs, I suppose a target on your back night in and night out.
Yeah, a little bit. I know when they get time to play us, they want to win.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about that atmosphere at the Tria Rink. I haven't been to a game yet, but I've heard it's phenomenal.
It's great. Our fans have been very supportive. There's nothing like playing at home with these fans supporting us.
Yeah, and tell us about this team. There's a lot of familiar names on this team, a lot of great players at the collegiate level who have taken the step into the women's pro game. If you go to a Whitecaps game, there's going to be some familiarity there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them grew up playing in Minnesota, so a lot of the names are recognizable by the fans and all play in Division I hockey.
Yeah, and quite a road trip all the way to Connecticut to take on the Whale, and I love the fact that there's a pro hockey team in Connecticut. Of course, many folks may remember the Hartford Whalers. Love the Connecticut Whale. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yep, we leave Friday for the series.
Now, what about the league? How does it stand right now? Where do you stack up?
Right now, I think we're sitting in second place, hoping to kind of stay at near the top come playoff time and hopefully have another run at the Isabel Cup.
Yeah, and the momentum for this game, I know there was a lot of attention when the Whitecaps won it all. Where does it stand? Do you still sense that there's momentum building for women's pro hockey and that fans continue to get on board?
I think so. I just think of our game last Sunday. The fans were very supportive. There was a lot there. It was a packed house, so it was fun just to see that we're still getting the support, and hopefully we can continue to grow and build that support base because that's what we need.
Yeah, and by the way, the Whitecaps return to St. Paul in the Tria Rink, and that's going to be on January 11th and 12th when they take on Buffalo in downtown St. Paul. But once again, a road trip to Connecticut Saturday and Sunday. On a road trip like that, when do you head out? Typically on Friday, day before, or do you go 2 days out?
We usually go the day before, so we'll leave Friday.
Yeah, and I would assume in this situation, a lot of these women on this roster probably have jobs and other things going on in addition to playing pro hockey.
Yeah, that's true. They still have to hold another job. That's kind of our reality right now. But they love the game. They come and they compete, and that's just kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, and is there still talk that the NHL might get involved, kind of like the NBA did with the WNBA?
I think that's the hope. People would obviously like that, to have the structure and support of the NHL would be great. But, who knows what's going to happen. We don't know what future holds. We just got to keep, growing and building and seeing where it leads. So the future, continues to have a place to play.
All right. Well, good to visit with you tonight. Good luck on the road.
All right. Thank you very much.
Co-head coach Rhonda Engelhart, Minnesota Whitecaps. Once again, they'll be on the road, Connecticut Whale, Metropolitan Riveters, before returning home to take on Buffalo at the Tria Rink. Once again, their next home games at Tria, Saturday, January 11th and January 12th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.